Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Toll-free number to join us in this hour is 1-800-259-9231. Marjorie Cohn, the law professor, to talk about the end of the Bill of Rights, secret arrest, secret torture, secret execution of U.S. citizens. She's joining us for 15 minutes in the next hour. Michael Rivero gives us his monthly visit coming up after this break. We will have to take a lot of calls this hour with Mike Rivero. Also, North Korea says it will conduct nuclear tests. North Korea says it will stage a nuke test. And the U.S. is saying it's an unacceptable threat. Again, we got to attack Iran, but North Korea is threatening to nuke us and doing nuke tests. That's just great. I want to read part of this editorial once Michael Rivero's on with us. Fatal Vision, the Deeper Evil Behind the Detainee Bill. Great report by Chris Floyd. I just got into mind control in the last hour and how, from my sources, they use the Amish community as a cover for some of these operations. We've talked about that in the past, and here it is. Surprise, surprise. It is admitted, it is declassified, and we covered some of that in the last hour for those that... It's just like the North American Union. You heard it was a conspiracy? No, it's real. It's like weather modification, declassified public, okay? Mainstream news now, it's real. Mind control is as real as Ford Motors, okay? It's as real as Walgreens drugstores. It's as real as the nose on your face. It's going on. Different types of it, different strata. Let's go to Ken in New York, then William, Jeff, Chris, Jim, and others. Go ahead, Ken.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
At the beginning of your monologue yesterday, you mentioned how when you first saw Mark Foley, I believe on television, that you saw something in his face or you
yeah,
saw
something. Yeah, I said that guy's a pedophile.
Right.
Well, most of them are, listen, most of them are already pedophiles. And yes, you can tell. This sounds nuts for people that haven't studied these people. You can tell.
Well, I kind of saw the same thing, not on TV, but in a photograph of him, I think when he first got elected to Congress, whenever that was, and I kind of saw it like right away, like you did.
And he's an effeminate pervert.
Well, you can like the beadiness in the eyes, or some kind of.
They've
gleam
all
in the
got
eyes.
That. They've all got, those perverts all look the same, man.
Oh.
He's got eyes. Look, you can exchange his eyes for that. What was the scumbag's name with the saying he murdered the freakish pageant show, JonBenet Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Carr, or what was that freak's name? Yeah, John Carr. I'm having a brain fizzle, but go ahead.
Right. Well, it's interesting. I think there's a field of psychology, and it's called physiognomy.
Yeah, faces.
Right. And it reminds me what you described yesterday, and you didn't elaborate on it. But, I mean, you can spend hours on this subject, but... I really think it's a given, and it reminds me of a few episodes of The Twilight Zone. You know, I've heard you mention The Twilight Zone a few times, and what's inside their souls eventually is revealed in their faces and in their eyes. And I've saved a few photographs from The New American over the last few months, and I see that same will to power in these photographs of Bush and Kennedy, McCain.
Oh, there's no doubt. It's a weakness. They look weak. It's a flaccidness. They're kind of looking up like little demons begging for a chop of rotten meat. And their eyes, little piggy, little grasping, little piggy, effeminate. It's wrong to say that about women. It's not effeminate. It's like a fake male facsimile
right.
of it.
It's an unnatural element in their being.
Look, folks, you can
revealed.
Tell when you know a flamer's walking down the street, okay? But this is separate, okay? I'm not talking about them. It's something added to it, okay? And it's like, okay, that's a scumbag.
Well, I think it's epitomized.
Well, you ought to go when CPS is grabbing people's kids. You always see Foley's there at the scene. They're always, you know, like they hold their hands up in front of them like meerkats. They kind of waddle around. Your instinct. It's like a dog knows who's bad. Well, I know who's bad. I know you're scum. We're coming for you. We're coming for you, scum.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chris Floyd writes for U.S. papers, Russian, British papers. Got him coming on Thursday. In a minute or two, we're going to go to Michael Rivero for his monthly visit with us. We're always honored to have him. Let me just read a few paragraphs from this article. Fatal Vision, the deeper evil behind the detainee bill. This is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There is no week, nor day, nor hour when tyranny may not enter upon this country. If the people lose their confidence in themselves and lose their roughness and spirit of defiance. And that was Walt Whitman. That's absolutely true. Let me read that again. There is no week, nor day, nor hour when tyranny may not enter upon this country. You understand, it's like water trying to get into a submarine when it's 1,000 feet under the sea, all that pressure. There's not a second that water isn't trying to get through, just all that pressure. You've got to constantly control government, constantly keep it small, constantly restrict it. But the media says, trust it, let it run everything. It's hateful not to let it. Oh, government's good. No, government's very bad because private corporations pay it off, buy it up, take it over, and use it to rape you and your family financially, physically, mentally, spiritually. Let me just read two paragraphs and we'll go to our esteemed guest. It was a dark hour indeed on Thursday when the United States Senate voted to end the Constitutional Republic and transform the country into a leader state. And that's exactly what they've done. Giving the president and his agents the power to capture, torture, and imprison forever anyone, American citizens included, whom they arbitrarily decide is an enemy combatant. They also include those who merely give terrorism some kind of support. We've gone through the subsections. We'll go over them again today. It says if you don't have total allegiance to Bush, secret arrest. It goes on. Those also include those who merely give terrorism some kind of support, defined so vaguely that many experts say it could encompass legal advice, innocent gifts to charities, or even political opposition to the U.S. government policy within its draconian structures. All of this is bad enough, a sickening and cowardly surrender of liberty not seen in a major Western democracy since the Enabling Act passed by the German Reichstag in March of 1933. February, March. February 27th, he firebombs the Capitol. A month later, martial law. But it is by no means the full extent of our degradation. In reality, the darkness is deeper and more foul than most people can imagine. For, in addition to the draconian dictatorial powers of seizure and torture given by Congress on Thursday to George W. Bush, powers he had already seized and exercised for 5 years anyway, even without this fig leaf of shame legality and sham legality, there is a far more sinister imperial right that Bush has claimed and used openly without any demur or debate from Congress at all, ordering the extrajudicial killing of anyone on earth that he and his deputies decide. Remember AP and UPI 4 years ago when Sharon said he'd kill U.S. citizens inside the U.S.? Of anyone on earth that he and his deputies decide arbitrarily, without charges, court hearing, formal evidence, or appeal as an enemy combatant. And it goes on. Michael Rivero, they've also, as you know, my friend, openly threw down the gauntlet and told all judges, and it's in there, it's illegal, and in a terrorist section, if any judge even hears a case against what they're doing, and Gonzalez got up like a rooster and crowed that they're not allowed to question them, this is open announcement of dictatorship. It reminds me of what you said last month. Make a dictator act like a dictator. My God, they're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's frightening to watch. I mean, on one level, you and I have certainly seen that this has been coming on for a lot of years, and to look at it actually happening in front of us, it's still a bit of a shock. I think there was certainly in my case.
It's staggering. Were you grieving and staggering Friday when it finally officially passed both chambers? Because I was literally staggering around.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't understand why I was in such shock because I'd seen it coming, and yet when it actually happened, it was just like, you know, everything that I've ever believed in about this country just went away, and it is very frightening to see it happen. And what is amazing to me is, and almost tragic, and this is again a repeat of what happened in Germany, is we're still seeing a lot of Americans who are shaking their heads and saying, well, yeah, I guess it's a bad thing. But they just don't seem to, you know, we're not seeing the anger that I think the situation should justify.
Well, that's because they instantly gave us the pervert Mark Foley story. I wish they'd talk about Dine Corps slave rings. It was in the Chicago Tribune, but they don't talk about that real scandal. No, it's all pervert Foley. Notice how that popped up right on time. They'd known about it now, it turns out, for 2 years. FBI had been on it since July. Is that a little too opportune?
Well, I wondered at first if this wasn't a distraction, but unfortunately the damage that it's causing to the GOP right now, I'm not sure who blew the whistle at this particular time.
Do you think it's intramural warfare?
Yes, I would definitely say it would be intramural warfare because I don't for one second believe that the scandal is confined just to one political party. And it may just be that somebody in the Democratic side decided that they'd better start playing the game the way Karl Rove does, or they're going to lose in November. But this one does seem to be unraveling. ABC News is reporting that a lot more congressmen are going to get caught up.
Oh, yeah, the congressmen are delivering pages for nightly visits with Perv Boy.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're already hearing where some of the former pages in the White House are being threatened to keep their mouths shut. So this could track all the way back to the Franklin scandal. And yes, it is a distraction from what the dictatorship is doing, but on the other hand, when you talk about the sexual exploitation of children, that gets to people at a gut instinctive level.
Oh yeah, these are scum enemies. Yeah, so literally we're talking about a deck of, say, 50 cards. 15 or 20 of them are wild cards. And those, now the government controls the other cards, but those wild cards are the no-bid contracts, the trillions missing, the PERV networks, all the, you know, the normal stuff of Porter Gosch and you know, cash payoffs and hooker rooms. I mean, they've got so many things spinning around them. I agree that that's the ace in the hole we've got. These people are so corrupt, their hubris was so out of control, the criminology shows that psychopaths always want to get caught, they've gotten so sloppy that any day now they could blow an aorta, couldn't they?
Well, I certainly hope so, because I tend to view the power structure within Washington, D.C. as this construction of, to use a visible metaphor, sticks and wires, sort of like one of these mobile sculptures, and it's strung piano wire tight, and all it's going to take is for one of those wires to snap, and the whole thing is just going to tear itself apart.
Well, you just described the two symbols on either side of the dais in the Senate, the fasci, the sticks bound by the cords, the symbol of fascism with the axes on the top.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, I think we're reaching a point, and part of it is, unfortunately, there has been so much lately of the government abuse that I think to some extent people are getting a little bit numb to it. But at some point there has to be a flash point where Americans are just going to have to get angry, because, you know, that is the obvious next step. And sometimes I wonder, why aren't more Americans getting angry at what's going on? I mean, we've had the government now for months trying to tarnish the internet, the blogs, as havens for child sexual predators, and to try and pass laws controlling what we can.
This is the very guy. Foley was the one spearheading all that and heading up the missing and exploited children.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we find out that he himself was a big part of that problem. And again, going back to the Franklin scandal, that this may in fact be part of the undercurrent of Washington, D.C. And a point I made on my website earlier today is, a lot of people have been scratching their heads over why Congress keeps voting Bush these enabling acts, these new powers.
He's blackmailing him.
Yeah, exactly the point. Even politicians who will speak out publicly saying, I have reservations about this, at the last second they flip over and they vote for it. So I think at this point we need to start questioning whether some of these people who are voting for these acts are really doing so because they think it's the best possible thing for the country, or if they're being coerced because they have been lured into various indiscretions and traps. And
we know they're blackmailing them. A lot of them is just cash they've taken. A lot of it is the hookers. A lot of it's pedophilia. A lot of it's gay sex. I mean, we know that they're blackmailing most of them.
Yeah, and it really is to a point where, I think we're almost at the point where it is too late to work within the system, because the system has gone totally corrupt. And there's a saying that we used to put on our coffee mugs around here, which was that the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one tolerates the presence of the other. And what that means is, when you start getting that corruption and rot into a governmental system, they don't want moral people around anymore, because they just get in the way of the fun and games.
Well, that's how it begins. Immoral criminals first get into some positions of power, then they recruit their own people, they bring in their own people, then they kick everybody out, then they put in new criminal paradigms, and that's now happened. The government's gone totally rogue. That's why there's just a mad snatching and looting and greedily grabbing everything.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think what the average American needs to realize, and I hope that they will wake up to this before we have to pay the same price that Germany did, is that, working within the system and voting in the crooked voting machines and everything is not enough anymore, that it's going to take some direct action, perhaps Gandhi-esque non-cooperation. We're going to see an event on the 5th of this month, which is starting to look more and more like a general strike taking shape. Clearly we're at the point where working within the system is just not going to affect any change, because the system has been altered to preclude any changes.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you're going to have tyranny, you can't have voting, so that's why they put in the fraud systems.
Oh, on the contrary, once we have a tyranny, voting will become mandatory, because that's the hallmark of all dictatorships, is you must vote.
Well, exactly. They're going to make everyone vote in the scam, take part in the fraud.
Exactly.
Just like it was in Russia under Stalin. Since you brought up Foley, and then let's get into Have you seen this clip of him on America's Most Wanted?
No, I haven't. Is it the Clinton quote?
No. This is Mark Foley saying he's going to catch the pedophiles. We'll come back and play it.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
So here is your average prototype congressman, a pervert. The news is coming out. It's going to be, all the evidence shows, pedophile. Late night little special visits with 15 and 16-year-old pages. Here is a clip of him. Now this is America's Most Wanted, with the host of America's Most Wanted out front the Capitol. And there's all the honking and cars and trucks. but you can hear the audio, and it's Foley talking to him at the end. He says, gee, if I was one of these sickos, I'd be scared with America's Most Wanted out there. And then the head of America's Most Wanted says, once we've convicted them, take their DNA. Well, that's already being done. But they want a unified federal database. And then Foley says, I just think they lose all their rights. Go ahead and take it. And this is a guy pushing through all this draconian legislation. It has nothing to do with pedophiles, folks. It's about everybody losing their freedoms. Here's the clip.
We track library books better than we track pedophiles and kids that are missing. We've got to force states to incorporate technology, share information, because we can't take another loss of life of a child.
Absolutely.
I believe that every convicted felon should be mandated nationwide to give his DNA. It solves crimes, it gets innocent people out of prison, and it will eliminate the ability of these people to roam state to state in this country and rape people.
From my view, when you rape a person, when you violate a child, you lose your civil liberties. So anybody that says we shouldn't take DNA samples, absolutely wrong. You commit the crime, you will supply the sample, and we'll be able to track it and hopefully solve a lot of crimes.
Well, good luck with your piece of legislation, because you're right, it will put some teeth into these registries.
Well, if I were one of these sickos, I'd be nervous with America's Most Wanted on my trail.
Well, I wish I could catch all of those.
What'd you think of that, Michael Rivera?
Well, definitely, it's sort of like Jeffrey Dahmer lecturing us all about the evils of cannibalism, I think. The hypocrisy is definitely, it's not really shocking. It's the sort of thing you've come to expect from these kind of people. But I'm a guy who really doesn't understand this whole child sexual predator thing. And I don't even pretend to understand or comprehend what's going on there.
Exactly. I mean, I'm attracted to robust, voluptuous, beautiful women with their sparkly eyes and their power. I mean, that's what I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to my wife. How in the world are these sickos attracted to children? I mean,
it's beyond imagination. I do know that I have a very strong instinctive response to hearing these stories, and
it's
and
violent. It's, no, it's violent.
It's revulsion. Yeah,
violence. I feel violent.
Yeah, but I think in this case we're going to go back to the words of President Richard M. Nixon. You know, the lesson that he learned. It isn't the crime that's going to do you in. It's going to be that cover up. And fully if he'd been outed when he was just starting to do this stuff and allowed to take his fall, it would be forgotten history by now. But the real scandal that is brewing isn't just that Foley was sending these very explicit emails.
But that the Republican messages. Leadership, Dennis Hastert and others, for years covered it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm trying to recall, I haven't been able to find a copy of it yet, but apparently Hunter S. Thompson, one of the articles he was working on when he died.
No, I've talked to the reporters at the Toronto Star and another one who were good friends with him. He was doing a report on a congressional pedophile scandal when he got his head blown off.
Yeah, and I think that what we're looking at, you know, given the overlap in time, is that possibly he was looking into
confirmed with two different Canadian reporters that were personal friends of him. One of them talked to him a week before he died that he was doing a White House / congressional underage call boy ring at the Capitol in the White House.
Well, I think there's definitely an issue there that has to be looked at. And again, if you go back to the Franklin scandal, it looks like this has sort of been an ongoing part of the political landscape for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard the latest Tony Snow on CNN? Tony Snow, the Fox operative, White House operative always, and lying about it now, White House press secretary. We have the clip. We'll play it in the next hour, or maybe we can isolate. We play it in the next segment, but I want to take calls. He's asked about it, and he says, oh, these aren't any big deal. This is just naughtiness. And he smiles. It's just naughty. You know, it's like Rush Limbaugh saying, oh, they're just blowing off steam in Abu Ghraib. They're just raping people with acid. I mean, these people are sick. Go ahead.
It's just a fraternity hazing. Yeah.
In fact, see if you can find that Limbaugh clip, and then it's near the end of that long clip. Because he first talks about Iraq and lies about that. It's near the end. He talks about how it's just naughty. No, naughty is stealing a cookie out of the cookie jar, okay? I mean, just by that statement, that pretty much makes Tony Snow a pervert supporter. I'm so sick of all these perverts.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the MT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
All right, I'm going to play the clip of Limbaugh, then I'm going to play the clip of perv supporter Tony Snow. Boy, he's got to be working in that White House where they bus in the male madams and porn stars and the rest of it. I mean, Bush in public can come up and kiss Jeff Gannon on the side of the head and then rub his cheek up against him and rub his hand, back along his neck. Like a man would do a woman, like a man would do his wife or girlfriend. I mean, it's sick, folks. He can do it right out. Oh, look at the emperor! No one saw that. No one saw that. Then another occasion, he kissed him on top of the head. And Bush, though, goes both ways. It's obvious he also is constantly kissing Condi on the lips and holding hands at baseball games with her. It's an absolute... Bush is a complete monkey, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little greebling monkey. Well, that's too kind. Monkeys are pretty nice. I was going to go to calls here in a minute, and I was going to go to William in Arkansas, but he hung up. So we'll go to Jeff and Chris and John and Jen and everybody else. But I wanted to plug my videos first. You know, that's what funds us. It's what allows us to operate. I try not to belabor the documentary films here on air. Number one, there's such a big part of the solution. You are authorized, you are encouraged, you are formally requested. I am asking you to get my videos and to aggressively make copies of them. Yes, you. I'm talking to all of you out there who've, especially if you already have the videos in your library and you haven't made copies of them, start making copies. Burn them. Go get a DVD burner. Burn copies of Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, my newest Terror Storm. Get them out to people. Hey, don't send me a donation, okay? I mean, some people do sometimes, and it really does help. But I would rather you take my DVD and go to a DVD manufacturer or go buy a burner. They've got big burners for like $1,000. It'll burn 10 at a time or 7 at a time. Start burning them. Just start. That's how you donate to America. That's how you defeat the New World Order. That's how you. I want to bring the terrorists that carried out 9/11 to justice. That's what I want. Okay? And so I want you to get Terror Storm. It's the most powerful film I've ever made. I believe it's the best film exposing government-sponsored terror, the history of it, 7-7, 9-11, the Iraq War, the torture, the spying. It's all in there. Go to InfoWars.com and get Terror Storm. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. There's also PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv, for a month, it's $5.95. That helps me pay for the bandwidth, my webmasters, what we're doing here, all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, my best audio interviews, and a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post up there. Great activist tool. Go burn copies of all my films. We've got it in super high bandwidth. If you've got a T1 or great cable modem, you can download these things. It's almost as good as TV. I mean, it looks so clear. Burn them on disk that way. That's really a great way to do it with your time because it's so fast. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or let's say you don't want to pay 15 cents a day. Great. Google Video. There's some pretty good quality versions up there. It's not as good as the web, as the member site, but it's pretty darn good. Some of the versions are cruddy up there, other people put up, but you, it says high quality or deluxe. There's some pretty good copies on Google Video. I think there's a way to burn those to disk. I'm not sure. But type Terror Storm into Google. We got links on the site. I spent almost $100,000. I kept saying 85. It's more like 95. I just did my accounting. I spent $95,000 on making a film, and I go, here, have it for free. See, because it's about survival. So please tell everyone about Terror Storm and don't stop. Help us. Okay, I'm going to shut up. We're going to talk to Mike Rivero. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Michael Rivero, how important is it for people to tell everybody they know about InfoWars.com or WhatReallyHappened.com? How important is it for people right now to put out a maximum effort exposing who the real terrorists are?
It is incredibly important, and it's important for two reasons. The first of which is, of course, to get that information out there for the public to counter the mainstream media. The second one is that when people see you speak out, it gives them the courage to speak out. Because one of the biggest delusions the government tries to maintain is that anybody who's dissatisfied with the government, who doesn't trust the government, is a loner. They're all alone. Nobody else feels that way. And their idea is to, and this is also the reason for all this surveillance, is to scare people into staying silent so the government can pretend that they're going along and that they agree with what's going on. So when you speak out, when you stand in a room and you say, I think the government is lying about whatever, everybody around you will say, well, boy, I feel the same way myself, and I thought I was all alone about that.
That's right.
So now I'm going to have the courage to speak out.
Their final illusion is that we're all alone. In truth, the polls all show it across the board. It isn't some fluke poll that we're the vast majority, that 85% of Americans totally distrust both parties now. That's never happened before. That there's a revolution in progress, but everybody feels like they're alone. That's the final illusion. And Mike, as you know, if that falls, we've beat these bastards.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you have hope for the future? I mean, I've got a lot of hope, but I'm glad to hear that we're kindred spirits on that issue. I was grieving. I saw my parents Saturday night for dinner. They were totally freaked out and grieving because my dad, you know, is in business and consulting. He went and read the bill. He reads a lot of, you know, agreements and contracts. And he said, "Yeah, it's just as bad as you say." He said, "I can't believe it." Everybody I know who's informed is totally freaked out. We knew it was coming, but to have Congress certify it that way, 100-1 in the final vote on Friday in the Senate, I mean, that lets us know everything we said is true. It's worse than what we said. You know, we always knew we were right, Mike, but at the same time, it's just to have it totally confirmed is just horrible. I wanted to be proven wrong.
Yeah, so did I. Absolutely. I wanted to wake up in the morning and find out, oh, it had all been, you know, a mistake, and I could, you know, quit the website and go back to just doing what it is I want to do and not have to deal with it anymore. But it is very real. It has happened. We can't even say now it's going to happen. It has happened. It is here. It is real. And, you know, I'm hoping that the rest of America will simply say, okay, this is as far as we're going to go, and it is time to, like, start dealing with what America needs right now instead of all these foreign countries' interests and agendas.
Let's talk about Iran, then we'll go to calls. Obviously, North Korea is threatening to test a nuke to get some funding. But our government doesn't care about that. I'm not saying attack North Korea. My point is that they want to attack Iran when they've done nothing but roll over, which is what they've done. Syria is torturing whoever our government says they're being threatened. But North Korea is threatening to test nukes. They've got the carrier groups there. They're sending another carrier group and submarines there with cruise missiles. They're openly saying they may preemptively nuke them. They're telling the military, get ready to hit them. It's gone now to operational. They're now not just Cy Hirsch at the New Yorker, but top generals are bragging that military operations are ongoing. We know there's been bombings every few weeks in Iran. Our criminal government is attacking them. They're still taking it. What do you see happening?
Well, the first thing I'm seeing right now is that our government is continuing to factionalize, and not everybody is in agreement with pursuing this war in Iran, because even if Bush uses the nuclear option against some of the key targets, the conventional wisdom that I'm hearing from military sources is that the U.S. is not going to win a land war in Iran.
Well, we're going to lose the global publicity, too. I mean, we're going to lose that fight.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And so a lot of people are seeing invading Iran as a huge, huge, huge mistake, and that Bush is continuing to push this primarily because he doesn't want to look like he's backing down, especially for the election. And secondarily,
well, it's a Ponzi scheme. He's desperate. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he's under huge pressure from Israel to continue to pursue these wars.
And we know they're blackmailing the White House.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, you know, Bush may yield to that blackmail and commit a mistake from which this country is never going to recover.
What is wrong with Israel? Do they just have the worst hubris or chutzpah ever seen in the galaxy? I mean, it's crazy.
It is. It's incredible amounts of arrogance and fanaticism. If you look at the way they run their own country, contrary to the claims that they are a democracy, their country is just an absolute mess. My personal opinion is that Israel, as a social experiment, has just utterly failed, because the rationale for Israel was an independent state for the protection of the Jewish people, and yet everything Israel's government has been doing makes the world more dangerous for Jewish people. They require so much money to be poured in, 4 times the entire cost of the Apollo Moon program from the American taxpayers so far, which means they're not independent anything, not when they need that.
Well, I disagree with you, Mike Rivero. It's much more than 4 times. That's just the public stuff. Then they give them all the arms and do the lend-lease stuff. There's all sorts of payoffs.
Absolutely, and it's propping up this country, and yet most of the Jewish people I know, while they say rah-rah Israel, they themselves don't want to live there because the quality of life there and the safety issues, it's really all wrapped up in this mythological, religious, idealistic view, and the reality on the ground just does not match that at all. And yes, if you look at the maps of Israel since its inception, it is always Israel is the aggressor against other countries, grabbing a little bit more, grabbing a little bit more. They've gone back into Gaza. They're still in the West Bank. They're talking about going back into the Golan Heights again. And it's just very clearly the aggression has always been on one side.
The point is, before 1947, there were Jews all over Palestine and the Arabic countries and the Muslim countries, and they were honored and loved and respected. And now
it's the complete opposite. Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, it is the average person on the street, Arab, Jewish, whatever, Christian, who are paying the price for all of this extreme polarized nationalism that we're seeing.
So what do you see happening with Iran?
To get back to to Iran, I suspect that the U.S. will in fact conduct an attack prior to the election to try and distract away from the Foley situation.
But how are they going to trigger that? Are they going
to
stage
it? Win a war there?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I said I don't see us as able to win a war in Iran.
Well, I don't either, but they can win the propaganda war here domestically. Doesn't matter if it's lost internationally. Doesn't matter if reality is the opposite of what the government says. They know the people will rally around briefly around the Fuhrer if we're in some type of military action.
Well, that has been the historical precedent, but if you look back at the poll number charts over the last several years, you will see that with each one of these new events that Bush has been doing, the poll bounce that he gets from it has been less and less and
less.
That's right. And I think they've gone to this well a few too many times, and it's really starting to come up dry. So I don't know how much of a bump they're going to get going into Iran.
No, I agree. It's like a narcotics graph. It just takes more and more for lesser and less effect.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with Iraq, our military is already preparing emergency evacuation plans to get out of Iraq the same way we got out of Vietnam. So I think going into Iran is an extraordinarily reckless move, and it's going to be seen as an extraordinarily reckless move. And with most Americans now aware that Bush lied for the reasons to go into Iraq, I don't think he's going to get much push for his explanations about why we have to go into Iran.
I agree. We're going to go to calls in about a minute and a half. But first, here's Rush Limbaugh spinning torture, which at the time he was saying this, it was all over the news, that it included beating people to death, and raping women and children. This is what he had to say about it.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
With acid poured into orifices. Yeah, that's real. No. Limbaugh, the official Pentagon plan was to balkanize and break the country up and create civil war. They may have overdone it now, to be able to stay there for decades. And so this actually gets the troops killed. You know, Tony Snow spins it that, oh, we're just trying to stabilize Iraq. No. The president's plan is working to a certain extent. But it may be working too well, as you just said. They're having to now plan evacuation plans, and so they need to escalate it to the next level. Now, speaking of perversion and torture and bizarre activities that these neocons are universally involved in, the evidence shows, here's Tony Snow on CNN. The reporter brings up the Foley scandal, and this is what the White House propagandist has to say.
Point, which is that it's not always a rosy scenario. And
well,
frankly,
no, what he was talking, what he's talking about is an area, if you have democracy flourishing in Iraq, where you have Syria on one side and Iran on the other, both of which would be threatened by that. If you have Iraq and Afghanistan on both sides of Iran practicing democracy, it does send a powerful message. And what the president was talking about is the democratic ripples that have begun to manifest themselves in the Middle East. And that is a game changer.
And my original question went back to a memo that he received 1 month earlier that called it a failed state
of constant
violence. I'm just saying that when there are charges that the American people were not necessarily given the full story, this speech sort of goes ahead and confirms what Bob Woodward seems to be saying.
No, not really. Because, again, if you go back and start looking through the speeches, for instance, the ones that have been given in the last month, he has always talked about the difficulty of the task.
Well,
he's
certainly in the last month, I would completely agree with you. Absolutely. In the last month, we have certainly heard that from the president. Well, many people have said, yeah, now the president is talking about that, but he may have been slow to get there. I do want to talk a little bit about Congressman Mark Foley, which is our other prong.
So sure.
If we can shift, I'd love to move on. And there's lots to talk about there as well. There's an investigation, as you well know. But my question would be, why is Representative Hastert, when he was aware that there were over-friendly emails between a congressman and a 16-year-old page, why so slow to move to an investigation?
You're going to have to ask the speaker about that stuff. Look, our plate's full enough. This is a terrible story, and it's all a dad. I got three kids. I think it's absolutely incumbent on members of Congress, many of whom have the charge of young pages, to make sure that these kids can come and get a good experience in Washington and not have to worry about that, the sort of things that have been alleged here. My sense is figure out what the facts are, figure out who knew what when, let the House go ahead and conduct its investigations and others do it. We're going to find out the facts, and I think probably sooner or later, because people do want to know.
Yeah, I would assume everybody would want to know, including the president. I mean, we're not talking about any old person. We're talking about the leadership of the Republicans in Congress. Why would he not hear something that's disturbing, or his office? Over-friendly. When I see that word as a parent, and I think any parent would say, whoa, over-friendly, any communication between a 16-year-old and a congressman, why doesn't that raise red flags? Major, massive red flags.
Yeah, look, I hate to tell you, but it's not always pretty up there on Capitol Hill, and there have been other scandals, as you know, that have been more than simply naughty emails. I can tell you, look, again, I'll reiterate my point.
I think it's important
to protect these kids.
We had it queued up somewhere else. We heard about a minute of Iraq news, but two separate issues. But notice, naughty. He's there talking about, I'm not going to read the emails on air, folks. He's soliciting him for sex. And then now he just spun it as naughty, Mike.
It's more than naughty. It's definitely more than, it's very inappropriate.
Well, hell, it's more than inappropriate. I mean, that guy's a pervert. He's a pervert. We'll be right back with Michael Rivero and your calls, I promise.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks, we're back live, and if they'll cut their microphone and put me back on air with our guest, we will continue with the broadcast. I'm down here in Austin, Texas, and they're up in Minnesota, and once a month or so this happens where we have a connection problem. We're back on with Michael Rivero. And, Mike, there's so many other issues. You know, I always want to take calls. Sometimes I think, you know, maybe I just should stop taking calls, period, on this show. You know, I like taking them at the same time, but then I don't like cramming them in, and people get frustrated. There's not enough time for them. So maybe we'll just cancel calls today. Michael, where do you, I mean, I asked this earlier, but I want to get more of your view on this. Where do you see things going in the future, and what are ideas you have for solutions?
Well, I assume you mean domestically, and unfortunately, I think the writing is very much on the wall that left to their own devices, Bush and his neocon supporters are going to continue to push the country into ever more firm dictatorship where all the power resides with the choice few at the very top, and everybody else is pretty much left without any choices about what they will do, what taxes they will pay, what wars they will fight in. Some time ago, I put up a comment when we were just starting to crank up these wars in the Mideast based on all these lies, that if we did not choose to fight against these rulers right now, that we would soon have no choice but to fight for them from now on. And we are rapidly approaching that point where the American people will lose the power to say no to what the government is doing. And once you do that, once you lose the ability to say no, then you are a slave. No matter how much you're told you're free, you are a slave, because there is no freedom without the freedom to say no. And we need to start saying no to the various lies we are being told about Iraq and Iran's weapons of mass destruction. We need to say no to sending our loved ones off to fight more wars based on those lies. We need to say no to the loss of our civil rights. We need to say no to torture. We need to say no to a political leadership that views itself as entitled to live the kind of debauched, perverted lifestyles that they so readily condemn in everybody else around them. And the American people need to start saying no to the government at any and all levels.
Well, Michael Rivero, do 5 more minutes with us on the other side. I want you to be able to finish your thought.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.